Since the pandemic, car insurance premiums have risen twice as fast as inflation overall. The NPR series Cost of Living, The Price We Pay, has been looking at how people are coping with inflation. And today, NPR's Camila Domonoske digs into car insurance, which is a line item that's required for American drivers.
Zoe is a pastry chef in Pennsylvania. We're only using her first name because she briefly drove without insurance, which is technically illegal. And let's just be clear, Zoe understands the importance of car insurance. A few years ago, she had the bare minimum insurance on her car, and an accident financially devastated her.
The mental anguish and the $7,000.
Her Toyota was undrivable, and it was hard to be carless with an hour-long commute.
Have you ever tried to take a Lyft from the suburbs of Philadelphia to Wilmington, Delaware?
That's an expensive ride. The accident wiped out her savings. So when she was able to replace her damaged Toyota, she made sure to get full coverage insurance.
It's about $230 a month.
She could pay it, barely. Until her rent went up by $400 a month.
I fully didn't pay my car insurance bill for about 4 weeks just because I couldn't afford it. Like, we have to eat every week, pay the power and the water bill, and the rent keeps going higher, and milk's $4 a gallon.
But she had to keep working, so she had to keep driving. Driving without insurance is against the law in almost every state. It's risky and it's expensive because you pay extra to restart insurance. Zoe has since scraped together the funds to get her car insurance back. But she was far from alone. From 2018 to 2023, the percentage of motorists driving without insurance rose from 12% to 15%, according to the Insurance Research Council. Bob Passmore, who's with the trade group that speaks for the big insurers, says the increase in uninsured drivers is not exactly mysterious.
That tends to go with the cost of insurance.
Higher premiums are just harder to pay, and premiums have soared. Passmore points to the rising costs of medical bills and car repairs. Plus, empty streets during COVID led to more speeding and more severe crashes. That's all expensive for insurance companies, he says.
If their prices aren't keeping up with the cost of claims, then they're losing money and they're not going to be able to continue operating.
So companies raised premiums. And last year, their profits were good. Passmore says the industry needs good years to cover for bad ones. Meanwhile, tariffs are pushing up the prices for metal and car parts, making repairs even more expensive, which could be felt in future premiums. In a recent survey, more than half of drivers told LendingTree they've cut back elsewhere to pay for car insurance. That's the first thing Brandy Levine did. Last year, her 2018 Acura cost $500 a month to insure.
I had one speeding ticket on there. I don't have any accidents.
So she cut back on travel. No more trips with her kids out of town. They live in Yakima, Washington. Then Levine shopped around and found a cheaper plan. Insurance experts told NPR that's their top recommendation for coping with these rising costs. Meanwhile, more than a third of drivers also told LendingTree they avoid filing claims to keep their premiums lower. That's frustrating in its own way, as Levine puts it.
I'm not benefiting anything from it because I don't ever file a claim.
Levine has one more strategy for keeping her insurance costs down. Her 17-year-old son, Josiah, just got his license, but
I went through the process to see what it would cost to add him, and they told me it would be $350 a month. And I'm like, oh, I can't do this. Like, that's so much money.
Levine would like it if Josiah could drive himself to school. And Josiah, he'd love to have a set of keys.
Just to go somewhere outside of Yakima, like, just not being in this cycle where I'm just stuck in this town, stuck with the same life, stuck in the same living situation.
But until he gets a job to pay that insurance bill himself, stuck is exactly what he is. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.